I want to say just a word. I want to preach this morning on the thought, what does God have to do to get your attention? And we wonder sometimes what He's doing. We wonder what's going on. But, you know, He knows what we need. He knows what each of us needs. God knows everything that we need. He knows what ahead of time where we need to be, what we need to do. And I want to look at a couple of characters in the Bible, I think three in the Bible, and see what God did for them. You remember Moses. Moses was a young boy that was born as a babe, and they were killing all the babies, and his mother put him in a basket and put him out on the water to save his life. And wouldn't you know, Pharaoh's daughter found him. And she took him in and she fell in love with him, and he became her baby and she took care of him. Raised him in the house of Pharaoh. He was taught the knowledge of Egypt. He was taught everything that Egypt had, the military side of it, the smart side of it, how to do things, and he learned a lot in the 40 years that he grew up there in Egypt. And then one day he saw an Egyptian abusing an Israeli, a Jew that he was, and he killed the Egyptian. I don't know that he intended to, but he killed him. And in the process, he began to realize through something that he was an Egyptian or a Hebrew and not an Egyptian. And so he was sent out away from Egypt because of what he did. And he went out through the desert, and God took care of him through the desert. Because God had a job for him to do. God's got a job for you to do. And He's taking care of you while you go through your life and things seem so haphazard, but He's taking care of you. I look back on my life and I see how God has protected and provided and led me different places. And I thought, Lord, what are you doing? But in the process, I learned a lot. But here he is, he met these girls and their dad, and he stayed with them, and he learned how to take care of raising sheep and all of that, and he ended up with them for another 40 years. But as God's getting ready to get Moses' attention, he was out one day and with the sheep and the goats, and he looked up on the mountainside. And there was a bush that was on fire, and he thought, how strange, it's on fire, but it's not burning up. I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go see what it is. And so he went up there on the mountainside, and he approached the bush, and God began to speak through him out of the bush. And he said, Moses, take your shoes off. The ground you're walking on is holy ground. Come in and talk with me for a while. And so he began to talk to the Lord, and the Lord talked to him, and the Lord said, I've got a job for you to do. I want you to go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. They'd been in bondage for 400 years, and he said, go tell him to let my people go. He began to make excuses like a lot of us do. God, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and God's got you in a place. You're ready to do what He wants you to do, but you just may be afraid to do it. And so he said, let my brother go with me, because he's a better talker than I am, and God allowed that. And so they went down, and they approached Pharaoh, and who did all the talking? It was Moses. And you know all the things that he did and the things that went through there. And finally, he let his people go. But it all goes back to the mountainside. Had Moses not have looked up and saw the bush burning, but God knew what it took to get his attention. God knew what it took to get him out of the easy life that he was having, if you will, and get him on the road to doing what needed to be done. And so he did what God told him to do, and the children of Israel was led to the promised land. We're on our way today, folks, to the promised land. It's coming soon, I believe with all of my heart. It's going to come soon. And the Lord's going to call us home. Are you ready to go? You ready to meet him? I'm glad that if it's today, tomorrow, or next week, whatever, I'm glad I'm ready when the Lord wants me to go. I've already paid the price, and he paid the ultimate price, but I've given my life to the Lord and surrendered many years ago. And I'm ready to make heaven my home. I don't know what it's going to be like. The Bible tells us a whole lot. But it's going to be a whole lot better than this world is. And there's a lot of eschatology there that we could go into, but the point is, what does God have to do to get your attention? And then there's David. David, the king of Israel. And God called him to be king, and he had already made Saul king, but Saul disappointed God. And God took him out, and David was now king of Israel. And he looked down one day, and he saw Bathsheba taking a bath. And he got into an affair with her and had her come up. And, you know, they had a baby. And that baby got sick, and the baby died. And here come the man of God, and he told David, he said, "You're going to have to do something." He said, "You're the man, you're the one that's caused all this." But God got his attention by him losing his baby, the one that he cared so much for. God got his attention. Israel become a better nation because of it. God has a way of talking to all of us. And then there's the prodigal son. Went to his father one day and he said, "Father, I want my part of what you've got, my part of this whole estate." And he could have said, "Well, you just need to wait till I die." But he didn't. He said, "Okay." He called his other son in, and he divided his goods among them and gave his son what was coming his way. And what did he do? He left. He left his father's house, and he went down the road, and he began to have fun and carouse around and spend all of his money on wine, women, and song and having a great time. The world thinks they're having a great time today. The world thinks they're enjoying living in this world that they have created. But there's a day coming when they'll be very, very sad, very sorrowful, what they've done, what they've gone through. But here he was. The prodigal son had gone down, and he had spent everything that he had. You know, if you ever run out of money, you don't have many friends. The friends leave when the money goes. But here he went down, and he was out of, he had nothing. And he said, he even wanted to eat. He had no food to eat, had no money to buy food. And he was down feeding the hogs, and he looked at the slop that the hogs were eating. And the Bible said he would have even eat that. Anybody ever slop a hog? But that's a nasty stuff. But he was willing to eat that because he was so hungry. God got his attention. And he said, "I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my father's house. My father has got riches beyond this. He's got servants that eat well. He's got things that are beyond belief. I'll just tell my father I'm not worthy to be your son anymore. I'll just come and be a servant. And so he started back to his father's house. And his father, all the time he was gone, was looking for him. He was concerned about his son. He loved his son. And if you're strayed today, Jesus loves you. He wants you to be a part of his family. And he came walking down the path one day, and the father was out looking for his son. And he saw him coming, and he came running, and he hugged him by the neck. And I know he said, Father, I've been foolish and I've done all these things. He said, just make me one of your servants. He said, oh no. He said, you bring the robe and put it on him. Give him a ring. Give him shoes on his feet. My son that was lost has now come home. And they killed the fatted calf for him. And what happened? His brother got mad. His brother said, well, you ain't done that for me before. You've not killed me a fatted calf, and you've not given me all these things. And he said, son, everything I've got is yours. But this was my son. He was lost, but now he's come home. He's found. He's come home and has been a part of us now. What does God have to do to get your attention? He showed a burning bush to Moses on the mountainside. That got his attention. He was with David when David lost his son. That got his attention. He was with the prodigal son when he got down there in the world, and he was getting ready to eat the slop that the hogs were eating. That got his attention. What does God have to do to get your attention this morning? We're living in a world where you never know from one day to the next what's going to happen. But we know who's controlling everything, and that's God Almighty. He's got everything under his control, and one of these days he's coming to take us home. One of these days we're leaving this world of sorrow. We're going to go home to be with the Lord, and we'll be with him forever and ever and ever. What a glorious time that's going to be. Are you ready to meet him when he comes? Are you ready to just give yourself to him? I know it's early. I know you don't ever get out this early, but we've got time to listen to you this morning. Do you need to come pray? Do you need to have fellowship with God this morning? If you do, somebody will come pray with you. Let's pray. Father, God in heaven, I thank you this morning. Lord, for this time of fellowship, I thank you, God, for your love and kindness. And God, I pray for anyone that's here today, Lord, that needs help. Help them to find peace with you, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to just come and just give it all to you. And God, you've got their attention. And God, help them today, dear Father, I pray. Lead and guide us. Have your way in our lives. Forgive us of our sins, dear Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.